You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to start sharing stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Attitude of Gratitude. This is an important topic and one of the keys to happiness in my experience. And we're constantly getting stories from people who have turned their attitudes around by actively counting their blessings and focusing on what they have instead of what they lack. So that's what Francesca Pepiot did after her 55-year-old husband, Doug, died unexpectedly of a heart attack. It was a shock, and even more of a shock, because Doug walked to the ambulance by himself, and the paramedics told Francesca to bring some clothing for him so he'd have it for going home. Francesca says that after the death, I dragged myself through the days. One thing that kept me busy was all the paperwork when someone dies. It took her months to untangle everything, especially as she didn't know all her husband's passwords. And then the blessings started to appear. A letter came that said that Doug's corneas had saved two people from blindness. Francesca couldn't believe it. Her husband was still having an impact and helping people. Then she was invited to a lunch to honor donor families. She met a few donor recipients who said they felt guilty, knowing that in order for them to receive the gift of sight, someone had died. But Francesca didn't feel that way. She was grateful that parts of Doug were out there making a difference and still being part of the world. She says, "The blessings didn't stop there. Not only had Doug's eyes saved people from blindness, but he helped others as well. There were 43 bone grafts to fill bone defects caused by trauma or disease such as cancer, 14 skin grafts to save the lives of burn victims, and 3 tendon grafts to repair the anterior cruciate ligament, ACL, in the knee." She says that she focuses on the fact that Doug is now in many places and says, "That is the true blessing." CJ Cole is another contributor to our Attitude of Gratitude book who found joy in blessings and helping someone else. Not that she was in a great position to do that, having lost her job during the pandemic. She was being very careful with her own dwindling funds. And one day, she set out to do a bit of grocery shopping with $20 to spend. She chose the ingredients she'd need for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and for pasta. She says, "In the checkout line, I was behind a frail elderly woman who was bundled against the cold in a mismatched jumble of scarves, gloves, and sweaters. She greeted me warmly, and we chatted about the recent cold snap and how our families were faring being cooped up together. She noticed my ingredients and mentioned she hadn't had a good plate of pasta in some time." CJ couldn't help but notice what this woman was buying. She was counting out change to pay for some ramen noodles and canned tuna. And CJ could tell the woman didn't have enough money to cover her meager purchase. And that made CJ get a bit teary-eyed. Now what she was buying with her $20 looked luxurious and abundant compared to what the elderly lady was trying to buy. CJ pointed to the elderly woman's items and asked the cashier if he would ring everything up together. As the lady was chatting with someone, she didn't notice. The $7 or so that CJ got back, she dropped in the lady's grocery bag, which now contained the lady's purchases plus CJ's items. And then, because people were watching, a hand came over CJ's shoulder and dropped a $5 bill in the lady's grocery bag. And a little boy darted over with a crumpled $10 bill and put it in the grocery bag. Even the cashier contributed a few dollars. CJ says, "By this point, grandmother realized something was amiss. I turned, placed the bag in her little cart, and told her I thought perhaps she might enjoy a plate of pasta that evening." And then CJ exited the store quickly and watched from outside. The cashier was explaining to the lady again that everything in the bag was for her and that it was all paid for. CJ says, "I somehow managed to make it to my car. The trip home was a blur. For the remainder of the afternoon, I alternated between tears and joyful laughter at the gifts I had received." What a great experience CJ had doing this random act of kindness for the elderly stranger and being joined in that effort by the people around her in the store. I'm sure every one of them had a great day as a result. When you do something kind like that, you get what's called a dopamine rush. And there was a lot of dopamine going around that day. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Attitude of Gratitude. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and everything it covers. And you will find it wherever books are sold, including Myers, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And would you like to become one of our storytellers? We're always looking for new writers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Just go to the Submit Your Story section of our website to see the topics we're working on. And you'll find writing guidelines as well so that you can craft the best possible nonfiction story for one of our books. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories about amazing coincidences from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Miracles and the Unexplainable.